It's time for Make Believe Radio, a journey through musical genres with DJ Bobby G.
Where the music comes to play. I am your host, DJ Bobby G. Today's show features the great girl groups. But first, some ground rules for how the music was selected. We eliminated from eligibility solo singers and duets, and the groups had to have at least 3 female members, and the majority of its members had to be girls. So let's begin our block of music with the first girl group that inspired so many of the others, Arlene Smith and the Chantels. The block will also include 3 other girl groups that were inspired by the Chantels. See if you don't find Arlene Smith's performance to be inspirational.
Bye. The night was so exciting. Remember, the smile was so inviting. Remember, then he touched my cheek. Remember, with his fingertips. Softly, softly with me.
First, we heard Maybe by the Chantels, featuring lead singer Arlene Smith. The record was released in November of 1957. The next song we heard was He's a Rebel by the Crystals, featuring Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Darlene Love on lead vocals. That song came out in the fall of 1962. Then we heard Be My Baby, a 1963 hit for the Ronettes, with Ronnie Spector, former wife of legendary record producer Phil Spector, singing lead. In a recent Wall Street Journal interview, Ronnie said, "There was so much vulnerability and yearning in Arlene Smith's performance in the song Maybe. Ronnie found it heartfelt and pure girl power. Her dream as a young girl in the 50s was to record a record just like Maybe." Finally, we heard Remember, Walking in the Sand, a 1964 hit for the American pop girl group, the Shangri-Las.
Bye.
first song we heard was Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles, a group from Passaic, New Jersey. The song came out in 1961 and was written by husband and wife songwriting team, Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Carole King went on later to have a big solo career in the 70s. Next, we heard Please Mr. Postman, also released in 1961. Recorded by the Marvelettes, it was one of the early hits from Motown Records. Then we heard Chains, a song that came out in 1962, and another hit written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. The song was recorded by the Cookies and covered later by the Beatles. Finally, we heard Tell Him, a 1963 hit for the Exciters, a girl group from Queens, New York. The 60s were certainly the golden age of girl groups. Let's hear some more hits from that era.
He's so fine. Yeah.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Songs from the year 1963. First, we heard He's So Fine, which was released in the spring of that year by the Chiffons. Bobby G wants to give a shout out to his long forgotten band, the Cellar Dwellers, who did a cover version of this number one smash record. Next, we heard Love Is Like a Heat Wave, which came out in the summer of 1963 and was performed by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, which was another Motown group with a string of hit records. Finally, we heard the number one smash of the summer of 1963, My Boyfriend's Back, by the Angels, a New Jersey pop group. Interestingly, later on, the group became known as the Halos, following a dispute over the ownership of the name, the Angels. But we're still not done with the 60s, folks. Here are four more records that were on the charts by girl groups in the years 1963, 1964, and 1965.
Are a few of the things he loves.
the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa. You wanna leave me behind, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby.
First, we heard Popsicles and Icicles, released in the fall of 1963 by the Mermaids, who were one-hit wonders, and while arguably they're not a great girl group, the song has a certain sound that categorizes the era perfectly. Next, we heard Chapel of Love, released in the spring of 1964 by the Dixie Cups. The song was written by Jeff Barry and his wife Ellie Greenwich, along with Phil Spector. It was originally recorded by Darlene Love and the Crystals, but Phil never released that version. Then he gave it to the Ronettes, who also recorded it, and he shelved that version as well. Finally, the third time was a charm, and the Dixie Cups had a big hit with the song. Then we heard Where Did Our Love Go?, a smash hit in the summer of 1964 for Diana Ross and the Supremes. They were one of the top artists from Motown Records and the most successful girl group of all time. Finally, we heard Lover's Concerto, which was released in the fall of 1965 by the Toys. The song was an adaptation of a classical minuet by Bach. The last block of songs that we're going to hear features girl groups from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, as well as a recent entry from the year 2009.
Baby, Take me over. I'm all I wanna be. I walk in study. Look at my face. My name is Mighty Beyond. My name is Never Was. My name's forgotten. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, there's only us left now.
When I wake up, if my makeup, it's too
Which was released in 1982, was performed by the Go-Go's, with Belinda Carlisle singing lead. The band is noteworthy because they wrote their own songs and played their own instruments. Manic Monday was released in 1986 by the Bangles, and the song was written by Prince. Then we heard Typical Girls by the Slits. This was a post-punk 1979 recording. This band opened for The Clash on tour, and Kurt Cobain, the lead singer of Nirvana, cited this as one of his top 50 favorite recordings. We next heard Celebrity Skin, which was released in 1998 by Hole, featuring Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain's widow, on lead. Finally, we heard St. Valentine's Day Massacre by the Cocktail Slippers. This song was released in 2009 by the Norwegian band, which was produced by Little Steven Van Zandt on his Wicked Cool Records label. Little Steven is one of those people trying to keep rock and roll alive and doing a very good job of it on his Sirius station, Underground Garage Rock. Give it a listen. Well, that concludes our show. I hope you enjoyed it. This is DJ Bobby G saying goodbye. Until later.